This gospel, our Lord is touching on what are considered the three basic acts of biblical piety. We have a lovely saying from Rabbi Simeon the Just, Shimeon HaTzadik, and it says, he was one of the survivors of the great synagogue, you know, when they had to leave Jerusalem and all that. And he said, upon three things the world stands, you see, upon Torah, upon worship, and upon the showing of kindness, which is almsgiving. In other words, the first thing you do is pray. And then you're enlightened and strengthened to deny yourself. And then all that you didn't take for yourself, you can give away. And those are the three basic acts, right? Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And they still are. And so, as you're thinking of Lent, what does prayer mean to me? What does fasting mean to me? And what does almsgiving mean to me? These are the three basic acts. Now, the Lord already, what he said in the gospel was, don't make a show of it, you know, just do it. And the Father will remember that. And you'll be so surprised when you die that he remembers much more than you do. It's quite amazing, isn't it? So Jesus is saying, if you want to be rewarded for living with your whole heart, these three acts of biblical piety, then just do them. But don't make a big show of it. Now, we don't usually make a big show. I mean, Anglo-Saxons, we don't make a big show of anything. But it's just important. So I want to talk for just a moment because, you know, we have three readings. We have to give out the ashes and have to go to work. So I got to talk fast. But I did think that it was interesting. Now, the order in which we have them here is not the order, well, it's the order, not that order, because what's left out of this text is when you pray, and then right after that, in the gospel we have, and this is how you pray, Our Father who art in heaven. But it's skipped here so that, because it would be too long, I guess. But you know the Our Father, you can say it yourself. So, the first thing we do is pray so that we're in relation to God, the Father, and we can share his compassion for the whole world. And we can intercede. The first reading said, let all the priests get out there and intercede. I remember 1 year I was preaching the retreat to the North American College. And actually, Bishop Hickey was the rector of the college at the time. And this was my first talk, was on this text, you know. If you're not praying, you can fast and give alms all you want. It's not going to go anywhere. If you don't share the Father's compassion, if you don't share the Son's desire for the whole world to be saved. This is a crucial Lent. Huh? We just had our Pope, you know, retire. He'll be around for most of Lent, but I mean, the whole world is starting to shake, right? This is an important Lent. Okay. So when you pray, talk to the Father. I used to tell the kids at Steubenville, don't leave your prayer time until you've heard from the Lord. And so the kids would be there. And they knew I would ask them, say, as I'm walking up the campus, well, what did the Lord tell you today? You know, so you could see them, we'd go off to the other side. And but when they're praying, they used to say, Lord, look, It's only 6 minutes till class starts. Please talk, because if Father Francis sees me, he's going to ask me what you said, and I haven't heard anything yet, you know? And so, and then, because you're praying, you can deny yourself. And you can take care of the poor. And that's the blocking and tackling. That's the fundamentals of the Christian life. Huh? Because they are the fundamentals of biblical life now taken up into Christ. So, I would recommend that under prayer, you put, read the Bible. Pick up today and decide, I am going to read Isaiah from cover to cover. I am going to read all the letters of Paul. I'm going to do something. And I'm going to do it every day. And the Lord will bless that. All right? Now we have to bless these ashes. I'll have to do it from here, I guess. Let us stand. My dear brothers and sisters, let us humbly ask God, our Father, that He be